Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Mirela Vasileva from Talent Press of Talent Sarajevo, the 2018 Sarajevo Film Fest, and I'm talking today with the Israeli film producer Ilon Ratzkovsky, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, do you want to tell us more about what brought you to Sarajevo Film Fest this year?
Well, I can tell you first of all that I've been coming here for many, many years. And already in 2007, I had a film that was shown here. And afterwards, I had another film in the CineLink project. And 2 years ago, I had a film in work in progress here. And this year, I am tutoring the projects that are part of the Drama Days, the TV series project that we've been working with them on a workshop on April and a little bit these days, and tomorrow they are pitching the projects to the people that will come.
Okay, that's very interesting. Do you want to tell us more about this TV series? What is going to be the... when they're going to be aired? And
well, you know, these are really projects that are the beginning, you know, they only are scripts. So, and I think this is the second year that Sarajevo Film Festival is doing this. So basically these are projects from the region. This year there was a Greek project, a Serbian project, Turkish project, and Bosnian project. That are basically looking for networks, sales agents, just like films, but in TV series.
Okay, so you're hopeful that they would find their...
We try to help them only in the content. It's only this year, this is what I'm doing here.
So you said you're tutoring. Yes. What's your role? Like, what do you tutor them for?
We're doing script consultancy. We are script working with them a little bit about the project, the first episode, and things like this. But I usually am, but mainly I'm a film producer.
Yeah, and what is the topic about? What is the main topic? Yeah.
Well, there are different series. One is a Turkish comedy, basically. The other one is a Bosnian satire. The Serbian is a little bit, I would say, a thriller in a way. And I think there's a creation as well. It's like an historical drama, things like this. So it really is a variety. We have not chosen them. We are just helping them. There is a selection committee. But I think that the projects are very nice this year. Very nice.
And have you watched anything, or do you expect to watch anything of the program, of the competition of the festival?
Oh, I would love to. I'm not sure if I will have time. Some of the films I've seen in other festivals, but it looks like a very strong program this year. Really good one. Really good films that I've seen, some I've heard of. So I don't know if I'll have time to watch them, though.
Do you have a favorite one for the award? Do you keep your fingers crossed for one of them?
I like very much Cold War, but I don't know if it's in the competition because it was the opening film, so I don't know if it's in competition. The Polish film of Pavel that was here. But no, other than this, I don't... I mean, I trust the jury to find the best film that they like.
And what about your personal projects, like now the projects that you work on out of the festival? Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, actually there are two feature films that I'm working on in development. One is an Israeli film that takes place in New York. And the other one is a co-production of Israeli and Polish and Poland, where the story takes place in Warsaw. But these are really at the early stage of the script. We are working on the script. I guess we will shoot them only like in 2 years from now. It takes a long time to finance a film, so it will take time.
Okay. Is there something that you want to add to this? Do you want to tell us more about any of these things that we talked already?
No, I think I've been coming to the Sarajevo Film Festival for many years. I think it's one of the best festivals in the region. a lot of people, a lot of good films, a lot of activities in terms of the industry, film professional meeting each other, students working together. So, and I think this year is a very good year. I think there are a lot of people here and the atmosphere is very good, so I'm very happy to be here.
Okay, have you done such tutoring in other European festivals before?
Yes, I'm also working for the Biennale College Cinema, which is part of the Venice Film Festival, where they are making films specifically for the Venice Film Festival. This is also, I'm tutoring there. And I'm also working for the Torino Film Lab, which is a lab to develop feature films that's been running for 10 years now. I'm one of the tutors and head of one of the sections there. I've done it before.
Thank you very much for talking with us. Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.